Welcome to the Breaking of Bread. We do this, if you are a new listener to Worship Radio 247 online, we do this every 2 weeks on a Friday, and it is wonderful. And the thing is, if you miss this, you can listen to this over the weekend or around the clock, and you can break bread whenever you want to. And what is important to me before we even begin to break bread is that we test ourselves, that we are prepared for the breaking of bread. Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the church in Corinth, his first letter, 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter, and from verse 27 he says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself." He goes on, "That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. And that is why I require that we pray beforehand. And I just want to pray, and I want you to follow along with me and just say these words after me. We're just going to rid ourselves of any sin in our life, any bad thoughts. And we are going to be purified by His blood. And that's what I long to do. So say these words after me. That way we're all praying together and saying the same thing. Say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body that was broken for me. Father, forgive me of any sin in my life. Wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. Fill me full of your Holy Spirit and full of humility that comes from you. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus." Paul says in his letter, 1 Corinthians 11, and from verse 23, he says this, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Beloved, take the bread in your hand, and we're going to eat this bread together corporately, all of us. Let's do that now. Thank you for your bread, Lord. Thank you for your body, broken for us. And we give you the glory and the honor and the worship and praise that is due your name. For you are holy, you are set apart, you are glorified, and we lift you high. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the cup now. Oh, the blood of the Lamb that was shed for such as me. Holy Spirit, bring your peace now, in Jesus' name. For as we drink this cup, we remember you, Lord, and we remember your sacrifice on the tree, on Calvary, 2,000 years ago. For you are holy. We're going to continue to pray. Nancy says, "Hello, God bless you for all your good work. I had another miscarriage 1 week and 4 days exactly. It was really hard, but as always, God has a wonderful way of comforting his own. I want you to pray for me against any other loss, as I am yet to have a child, but very hopeful that soon it will happen again. Father, I want to pray for Nancy." We have no idea, Lord. We have no clue as to why she keeps having these miscarriages. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that whatever is causing this, you put a stop to it now. In Jesus' name, re-knit her body, Lord. All the internal organs, re-knit them, Father. Heal her. In Jesus' name. Adela says this: "A while ago I asked for prayer for Angela Dempster's granddad who had cancer and didn't know the Lord. He passed away on Wednesday, the 30th of July. I also found out today that Angela's lost her aunt on Saturday, the 26th of July. She died of a heart attack, aged 51. Please can you pray that the Lord will be their comforter at this time, as Angela is feeling very emotional." Father, what a wonderful, easy prayer this is. Your word says, Lord, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Father, we pray your will in your word, for that's what it says. Those are your son Jesus' own words, Lord. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Comfort Angela now, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit shine through her and fill her and change her life. In Jesus' name. Father, you are so holy. You are so wonderful. And we love you so much. Thank you for all you do in our lives. And as always, Lord, we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen and amen.